Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Impact Today. We are Mark and Victoria Bowling. We're evangelists and teachers of the Word of God. We're so excited that you decided to join us today. Today, we're going to be teaching powerful truths from the Word of God. So I invite you to grab a Bible and a notebook and take some notes, and that way you can look back at it later and really give the Word of God a chance to get into your heart and make an impact in your life. You know, God wants to do a work in you and then a work through you.
Hallelujah.
That's His plan. What's God's plan for my life? Mm-hmm. What's God's plan for my life? His plan is to do a work in you and then to do a work through you in the lives of everyone you come in contact with. So it begins by feeding on the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Humbling yourself, receiving, acting upon the Word. So we want to invite you to visit our website at globalimpactministries.com. There you can access every episode of Impact Today. It will take you straight to our YouTube channel where you can view all of those. Or you can click on a link for the podcast and you can listen as you go about your day doing the things you need to do. So we have been discussing 15 Bible facts about healing. Mm-hmm. Before we review and get into the next fact, you have a healing testimony to share.
Yeah, just a quick testimony. Someone called in stating that they had a skin allergy.
Mm.
They watched the program and they have been healed by the power of God.
Amazing.
Amen. Just a quick testimony, but there's a lot of testimonies coming in.
You know, a skin allergy could be anything.
Yeah. It
could be a food allergy.
Yeah.
Something in the air, but it's gone.
It's gone.
And that's the important thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So 15 Bible facts about healing. I'm going to list them one by one, but this is actually the fifth episode on this subject. So if you missed the first four episodes, you need to go to our website, go to our YouTube channel, and find them and watch them.
Amen.
So 15 Bible facts.
Before you go any further, let me just encourage you, if you go to the YouTube channel, to like it and subscribe. Share it with your friends. And also tell your friends about this program. You know, you can even get on the phone right now and say, hey, Mark and Victoria are on TV right now. What they're teaching on is powerful, and I believe the Lord wants to do a work in your life. You can do that. Spread the word. Why? Is it about hearing Mark and Victoria? Absolutely not. I wouldn't cross the street to listen to Mark Bowling talk. It's about the gospel. It's about the message that we're communicating.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So.
So.
I'd cross the street to see Victoria talk, but I wouldn't.
You're funny.
Amen.
So 15 Bible facts about healing. Number one, healing by God through faith and prayer was practiced by the patriarchs, the fathers of our faith.
Amen.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Number two, God made a covenant of healing with the children of Israel. Number three, David rejoiced in his healing covenant. Number four, Isaiah proclaimed the healing covenant. Number five, Jesus declared healing as one of the pillars of his very own ministry. Number six, Jesus ministered healing to the sick. Number seven, Jesus healed all who came to him in faith. Number eight, Jesus gave to his 12 disciples power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Number nine, likewise, he gave power and authority over demons and diseases to an additional 70 disciples. Number 10, after his resurrection, Jesus extended power and authority to heal when people preached the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a multiplication. First, he demonstrated it.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the power to the 12, he gave the power to the 70, and then it was like to everyone who would go and preach.
In his name.
In his name.
Hallelujah.
And that brings us to number 11, which is where we're starting today. Number 11 is healing is a part of the atonement of Christ. What does atonement mean?
The word atonement means appeasement. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's another fancy word is propitiation. That means Jesus became our substitute and he received the wrath of God in our place, the righteous wrath of God, because the wages of sin is death. And so since sin came through man, a man had to take the place and pay the penalty.
Right.
And Jesus became that man and paid the penalty for us all. He paid the debt that we owed. Jesus took the punishment for our crime. He was our substitute. He didn't just suffer with us. He suffered on our behalf.
Yes, hallelujah.
So let us read Matthew chapter 8.
Can I just say one thing about atonement? I've heard it taught, because if you break it down, it's at one-ment.
Yes.
Atonement. And see, we were separated from God.
Yes.
We were separated from his righteousness. We were unrighteous, but because of what Jesus did, now there's at
one-ment. One with
atonement.
God.
We become one with God.
We're reconciled.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He paid the price. He paid the penalty. We were separated. Because he paid the penalty, now we're
at
joined.
One.
And
yeah.
We're at one with the Father.
Hallelujah. So, Matthew 8.
Verse 16 and verse 17. Now, this is very interesting. Verse 16, it says, "And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses."
Hallelujah.
The New Living Translation says, "He removed our diseases." Another translation says, "He carried away our diseases."
So here it quotes the book of Isaiah.
Yes.
Where Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus even came on the scene. And he said it in the past tense.
Yeah.
"He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses."
Yeah.
And the reason they're quoting him here is because they're saying what Jesus just did fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy. And what was Jesus doing?
He was healing the sick. But understand, he was healing the sick based on what he was getting ready to do at Calvary. Because what Isaiah saw in the spirit was Jesus hanging on the cross. And so every time Jesus forgave a sinner or healed a sick person, it was on credit of what he was about to do. Amen. Big example. This really opened things up for me. When they brought the woman caught in adultery, it was very interesting. They brought the woman. They said they caught her in the very act, but they didn't bring the man.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
In that culture, women are pretty much worthless.
Yeah. Or it was just a setup to get Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it didn't happen. You could see she felt guilty. But I want you to notice, by law, she was supposed to be stoned. And they said, "Look, Master, look, Rabbi, she's caught in the very act. You know what the law says. What should we do?" They're trying to corner Jesus. They're trying to make him make a mistake. And he looks at them and he says, "He who's without sin, cast the first stone." And every single one of them dropped their rocks because they wanted her to be stoned to death. And they walked away. But notice Jesus didn't walk away. Why? He hadn't sinned. And by law, she has to die. But why didn't he see her punished right on the spot? Because he took our punishment.
Wow.
Just a few days later, he took our punishment. That woman was forgiven on the basis of what Jesus was about to do. And so Zacchaeus, he was forgiven based on the fact of what Jesus was going to do. Mary Magdalene, the demons were cast out of her and she was forgiven of her sins based on what Jesus was about to do. And right here, Jesus set the demonized free and he healed everyone who was sick because just a little bit, he was going to Calvary. And the Bible says he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He healed them on credit. He forgave them on credit. Mm-hmm. He paid for it. He fulfilled the debt when he went to the cross. Now we look back to what Jesus did. And every time someone is healed, you could say it like this, that it might be fulfilled by Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That brings us right into fact number 12. Freedom from sickness was purchased by Jesus' death just as much as freedom from sin was obtained.
Hallelujah.
It all happened at the cross.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Again, he's quoting Isaiah. He's making a comparison, a parallel, if you will, between sin and sickness. So really, you could say this, who himself bore our sicknesses and diseases on his own body on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Because it happened on the tree, that we, having died to sickness, might live for health and healing.
Amen.
By whose stripes you were healed. It's important to remember that all our help comes from the work of the cross.
Yes.
All our help. Mm-hmm. You can be struggling with some kind of obstacle, sin, barrier in your life, and you can approach it from a purely secular angle and think you're being helped. But if your focus doesn't come back to the cross, what Jesus did for you there, and you identifying with him in it, in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection, there really is no true freedom.
Yeah.
There's willpower, and you might abstain from a sin, but if you crave it, long for it, and wish you could do it every day of your life till the day you die, you're not free.
Yeah.
So real help is all centered around Christ's substitution.
Yes.
Freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, and freedom from poverty. Freedom from the agitation of moral depravity.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom of the agitation of something's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it right today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Again, so Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he bore our sins so that we could be dead to sin and live for righteousness. But he also bore our sicknesses and diseases so we could be dead to disease.
Thank you, Lord.
And live in health.
Hallelujah.
Let me just read it again. Isaiah 53, verse 4 in the New American Standard. It says, however, it was our sicknesses that he himself bore,
mm-hmm.
and our pains that he carried. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I read this statement the other day, and it is so good. When you look at sickness as something unclean in the way you look at sin, you'll be healed. Think about it. Sickness is unclean, just like sin is unclean.
Mm.
Amen. Sin is moral. Sickness is physical. But they're both unclean. Proof. Think about it. If you come in contact with someone that you know has a sickness, and mm-hmm. a disease, what do? Especially before you eat.
You wash your hands.
Because
sickness is unclean.
Sickness is unclean, mm-hmm. and God does not want it in your body.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus removed it when he went to Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's good news. And by his stripes, you were healed.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for it. It's a wonderful day. It's the day of salvation, mm-hmm. forgiveness, healing, blessing.
Yes.
All because of Jesus. It's the good news. My friend, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right now's your moment. Today is your day. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's a matter of life and death. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ and have been born again, when they pass away, they go to heaven. Or when the Lord Jesus comes for his own, they will go to heaven with him. But those who reject this gospel, they will die in their sins and they will be eternally punished in hell. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish. Did you hear that?
Yes.
It dawned on me actually not too long ago. You see, if you haven't been born again, you're already dead in your sins. So when it says will not perish, it's talking about the eternal death. Mm-hmm. They will not go to hell, but they will have eternal life. Today's your day. Right now, close your eyes, open up your heart. Surrender to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Accept Jesus as your Savior. He paid the debt that you could not pay. He didn't know it, but he paid it on your behalf. But you have to receive it. You have to receive the gift of salvation. So right now, close your eyes and say this after me. Dear God in heaven.
Dear God in heaven.
I acknowledge
my need
for salvation.
For salvation.
I don't want to die in my sins.
I don't want to die in my sins.
You said in your word.
You said in your word.
That you sent your son.
That you sent your son.
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
And if I believe in him.
And if I believe in him.
I will not perish.
I will not perish.
But I'll have everlasting
life. But I'll have everlasting life.
I believe Jesus is your son.
I believe Jesus is your son.
He died for my sins.
Who died for my sins.
He was buried.
He was buried.
He rose again.
He rose again.
The price has been paid.
The price has been paid.
I call on the name of Jesus.
I call on the name of Jesus.
I confess. He's my Lord.
He is my Lord.
He's my Savior.
He is my Savior.
I accept him in my heart.
I accept him in my heart.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Come.
Come.
Live inside of me.
Live inside of
me. Wash him. Wash away my sin.
Wash away my sin.
Make me brand new.
Make me brand new.
I turn.
From my past.
And I surrender my life.
And I surrender my life.
To you.
To you.
Thank you for saving me now.
Thank you for saving me now.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you just prayed that prayer to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to hear from you. So please call your number on the screen. Someone is waiting to take your call and to hear about what Jesus has done for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Your sins are forgiven.
Yes.
You have eternal life now. The life of God is working inside of you.
Amen.
We're going to pray a very quick prayer because our time is expiring. God can do it quickly.
Amen.
Amen. Doesn't take much.
Amen.
Lord, in Jesus' name, heal the people now.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you that they are realizing everything you've done for them. And they are now healed in Jesus' name because Jesus on the cross took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He removed our diseases. And by his stripes, we are healed. I thank you. They're healed, soul and body, completely, 100% made whole. The broken hearts are leaving now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Instead of brokenness, there's wholeness. Instead of affliction, there's peace. Instead of turmoil, there's satisfaction
Thank
and
you,
fulfillment.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for healing them now. In Jesus' name,
Hallelujah.
I thank you. Tumors are disappearing. We command all tumors to go in the name of Jesus. We command all growths to disappear in the name of Jesus. We command pains to leave right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day it is to be alive. Jesus is alive. Because He's alive, we're alive. Amen. We're not just existing. We have eternal life. He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance. What kind of life? Miracle life. Life as God has it. That's yours. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Well, we love you. We encourage you to have a wonderful day because Jesus is alive. Call the number on your screen and we'll see you next time. God bless.
James chapter 2 says, faith without works or corresponding actions is dead. We have a wonderful miracle testimony to share with you that beautifully illustrates that scripture.
In one of our miracle festivals, one night as I was preaching, I sensed the power of God was present to heal. And I said, if you're in the crowd and you can't walk or you need a stick or anything wrong with the legs, I want you to get up and start running right now. No one got up and started running. What do you do? Well, I just continued with the meeting. We prayed a mass general prayer for everyone. People were healed. They came on the platform. They testified. But as we were leaving, I was still on the platform. The meeting was dismissed. This man comes struggling up the stairs, asking for prayer. He said, brother, please pray for me. I'm in a lot of pain. Please pray. And found out later, it was something wrong with his leg. He had been in an accident, and at the point of the fracture, the bone had chipped into 12 pieces. He was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
At that moment, I didn't know exactly everything that was wrong. I just knew there was something wrong with his leg. And I said, well, friend, did you begin to run when I said run? He said, no, I can't. Please pray for me, I believe. I said, brother, I am not going to lay hands on you. I am not going to pray for you until you run. And he says, I can't, but I believe. Pray for me. I said, you do believe? Yes, I believe. I said, you heard my message? Yes. I said, the Bible says Jesus took our infirmities, bore or carried away our sicknesses. By his stripes, we were healed. You heard that? Yeah. You believe that? Yeah. I said, good. Show me that you believe and run. And he took off running and he was instantly healed by the power of God.
Amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
those who are in his kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Every single person is under the rule of the kingdom of darkness. They are in the kingdom of Satan until they choose to leave it and come into the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, for this purpose the Son of God appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So Jesus came. The Son of God came. He left heaven. He came to earth, born of a virgin, in order to set you and me free from the kingdom of Satan. Hallelujah. You will be saved. Jesus is Lord.